Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll. Nice to have you with us today. From the University of Alabama comes a study about grapes. Grapes could protect against sun damage, so says the dermatologist from the University of Birmingham's Department of Dermatology, published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. We're just not getting enough grapes into our diet. But when you do eat grapes or drink grape juice, or even freeze-dried grapes for 14 days, they saw a difference. Why? Because the polyphenols, the chemicals in grapes and other fruits, can reduce acute ultraviolet radiation damage in healthy adults, which was previously demonstrated in other models. So just one more thing to turn off inflammation in the skin, in the brain, in the heart, liver, eyes. Yeah. So the more grapes you eat, the younger your skin's going to be because it's going to suffer less sunburn response. We have a lot on health and nutrition. In a few moments, I'm going to talk about a university in the Netherlands that looked at a lot of different studies and found that the more magnesium that you consume, you have a lower risk of premature death from all causes among kidney disease patients. This was published in Clinical Nutrition. But I also want to mention that today I'm going to play you a clip. It is The New Normal, an outstanding documentary, but this is some segments dealing with the new reset and who's behind it. Now, you know that you're being played when everybody in the media starts using the same identical talking points. And we've heard about the new reset, how good it is. Well, for certain people, it certainly is. The bankers, the industrialists, the media platforms, but not for anyone else. It goes against everything. We've been lied to about this repeatedly. So we're going to give you that clip. Plus, Richard Gale is going to come on, and Richard is our scholar in residence. He's a graduate of the University of Chicago with advanced degrees and worked in the genome projects and the bioengineering projects. So he comes from inside the belly of the beast, so he can talk with some authority on this. And we're going to show you what's wrong with everything involving the Davos collaboration with European Economic Councils and the Economic Forum. And you know what's wrong when you see who they're partnering with. They're not partnering with me. They're not partnering with Vandana Shiva, the people who truly care about the environment and your health. So we're going to talk about that. And that should be a big red flag. And the media should have been all over this, but the media is part of the problem. And we're just going to keep showing you examples of that. Also today, time permitting, I got some responses because some people think that this Johns Hopkins University research report was current. It's not. But in this particular process of looking at what's going on in the media or in this particular study, this has not been disproven. It is actually proof that we relied to about the pandemic. I'll go into details when I get to it, but it shows that the manipulation of the COVID death figures, meaning saying that there were skyrocketing deaths, and it's just not true. Their own newsletter proved it. Then they retracted the newsletter, but they weren't able to show the information wasn't accurate. And I spoke with the author, and she stands right behind all of her research and figures. We'll deal with that. Also, there's a worldwide campaign to attack anyone who questions the safety and efficacy of COVID or any vaccine. And now they're going after the National Vaccine Information Center. This is a high-quality center with outstanding information. It's always accurate. And Barbara Fisher, because of the damage that vaccines did to her son, she runs this for the last 37 years, but she caught them and she exposed them. And there's a group called the CCDH that stands for the group out of Great Britain, which is a, they have what is called the anti-vax playbook, where they attack anyone and everyone. The Center for Countering Digital Hate. Yeah, that's CCDH. Now, mind you, when you see something like this being used by all the major American media and even government agencies, you know what's coming. You know what's coming is they're going to do the same thing in the United States. Yes, we need something like that. And indeed, it's already happening. Yeah, it's already happening because now there is a report in the New York Times that, quote, they're proposing a government reality czar. You heard me right, a reality czar. Yes. What they say we need is an individual who will have an agency that will look at all the information, any information, and determine which is not supported and which by their views and which should be attacked. Then they'll bring that under hate speech and therefore be able by federal statute and law to arrest the people who engaged in disseminating misinformation. That means if you talk about 5G, that's hate speech, you should be arrested. That means if you talk about the dangers of vaccines, even if you're one of the millions of parents whose children were vaccine damaged, you're engaging in hate speech. That means virtually every single journalist who is honest would be now considered propagating hate speech. That means that this radio station, my sister station, WBAI, would be off the air. In fact, all of the Pacifica stations would be off the air. That means there'd be no one who would be able to write or talk or speak on any topic that first wasn't passed through a censor with the government, much like the CIA does now in getting all scripts of movies and that involve anything involving the government. And that's how bad it is. Now, it isn't the future. It is right now. This is actually happening as I speak. So this is what the new administration is supporting. So whatever you thought they were going to do, they're doing something just to the contrary. So today, to challenge this administration and to challenge this group and to challenge the idea of a reality czar that will tell us what our reality is. Wow. This even goes as deep as the novel by George Orwell, 1984. I'm going to fight back and show you that 5G is dangerous. I'm going to commend global research that I publish with regularly. I don't know how many articles of mine they published, probably 50 or 60. But they have an article by Micaiah Friedman called 13 Reasons 5G Wireless Technology Will Be a Catastrophic Event for Humanity, which it will be. Now, mind you, for them to mandate that you take the COVID vaccine, which is your right, you can, but not when it's mandated, then you have no right. The government has then taken full sovereignty over your body. When they mandate that you must be tested for COVID and then they own your DNA, that's not voluntary. And if you're a healthy person, then there should be no reason, no legitimacy to this. So we're preparing lawsuits to fight them at the federal level and the state level. Now, thank goodness there are some states, starting with Florida and probably next Texas, that are saying they're going after the media platforms that ban people from engaging in legitimate information, and they're going after Twitter, and they're going to fine them, and they're going to block them. They're going to take them to court. So no longer will they get a free rein of destroying reputations, banning people, using algorithms to elect who they want, and control everything. So good for one governor thus far who stood up against them. I'll get into that a little later. But now here's a question for you. What do you think of the idea that they are now proposing? And mind you, listen to what I'm saying. You've got to be smart, meaning smarter than what you've been. You've got to see where everything is going. You have to engage in intellectual coupling, meaning you don't go A, B, C, D. You've got to understand these people who are manipulating every part of your life, they know what their end game is. And you're kind of looking saying, no, you've got to see that when everybody starts talking about, we need a reality star, we need a reality star, CNN and all the stupid people there, all of them, we need a reality star. They're saying we want everything that would in any way challenge our wars, our regime change, the corporatization of everything in America. We want all that changed. We want a person who will tell us what the truth is. And only one person will tell us the truth. And that'll be the reality star. And that'll be selected by, well, someone who really is honest about everything and is always for the people, Kamala Harris or some of the progressives in Congress. Progressives? No. We're progressives. They can't even spell it. They're corporate shill Democrats. Big difference. So, what do you think? It's coming, like it or not, unless we all protest it, unless we all boycott them, unless we all join in mass and stop fighting one another. Race is not the issue. They've made it the issue. It's not. Class is the issue. The ruling class and everyone else subjugated to its rule. So, mind you, go back over the last 53 years. Show me where I've been wrong on any of the issues I told you are coming at you. When I said that the environment is now tipped and you're not going to hear about it in the media. Well, today, 3 articles on how it's tipped. I'll get to those. Meaning there's nothing we can do. The oceans are rising. The cities on the ocean are going to be flooding. And it's faster than they ever expected. Remember I said we're in chaos theory where it's not going to take 100 years or 12 years. It's going to happen today and tomorrow, and it's going to accelerate. So they have been wrong about every single thing they've shared with you. Everything. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the other, they've been wrong about everything. Then why in the hell do you still believe them? What's wrong with you? Not them. They're sociopaths. They're hate mongers. They're racist. They're pro-fascist and creep groups saying they're anti-fascist. So the question is, what the hell is wrong with the American public that they're willing to have a reality czar determine all reality? Now, if you want that, don't do anything. Do what you normally do. Complain. And see what comes at you. Because it's coming. Remember, they never float these trial balloons unless it's already been planned. They have their strategy. That's why we're fighting back, as you will see on every level. Now, that's the problem, but there has to be a positive solution to every problem, and there is. Today, I'll share some positive solutions with you on these issues. So I want you to call in after I play the clip, because you're going to hear in their own words people telling you what they intend to do to you. That's the amazing thing. They're telling you. They're not hiding any. They don't have to hide. They control everything. They control the media 100%. Question is, what did the people who compromised their integrity, what did they get in return? Access to power? Being able to stay in that kind of circle of the known, the privileged, the elite, educated group? Wow. So what does it mean for everyone else? Well, you heard me say it. They're looking for reality czar. That wouldn't be in the New York Times or any place else unless it was already planned. Now we take it to the health and nutrition part. So I told you to eat the grapes, and that can protect your skin. Now I'm saying take at least 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, ideally 500 in the morning, 500 in the afternoon, with calcium in equal amounts, and that can lower your risk substantially of premature death from every cause. If you have kidney disease is a big killer in the United States. And a lot of people have kidney disease just simply because of the alcohol they drink, because of all the sugar they consume. When they looked at 33 separate studies out of the University of Amsterdam at 340,000 patients, what they found was those who had the highest serum magnesium concentrations were the least likely to die from cardiovascular death, or other outcomes. All right, so let's just get our magnesium. Now, here's the rule in science. If something's able to help people with a disease, like magnesium and kidney disease, wouldn't it also help magnesium and heart disease? Yes. In fact, the most important mineral for your heart is magnesium. There's over 100 different things it does for your heart. Wouldn't it help with cancer? Yes, it would. That and potassium. Potassium is your most important mineral for cancer. What's the worst mineral? Sodium. Too much sodium, too little potassium. It should be reversed. More potassium, less sodium. Also, from the University of Washington comes a study, and it shows that a lot of people have bleeding gums. Now, you don't always see the blood because these are different tissues than you find in much of the rest of the body, and it turns over very rapidly, and it coagulates quickly. But a lot of people in the morning, when they brush their teeth, they'll notice that there's some blood in the spit when they spit it out, and that means they got bleeding gums for whatever condition. They've attached that to vitamin C deficiency. That's good. So if you have early stage periodontal disease and gingivitis, you frequently see some blood. That means that blood is not good. It shouldn't be there. You've got to be able to get rid of the bleeding by taking more vitamin C. Take vitamin C several times a day. All right? I would suggest 5 times a day, ideally. And I would suggest if you have bleeding gums, about 1,000 milligrams at a time in buffered form. That will help. I would take quercetin at 1,000 milligrams at the same time. And this was published in Nutrition Reviews. They looked at 15 clinical studies in 6 different countries, and that's what they found. So you see, American medicine is clueless about vitamin C, most. And they don't look at suboptimal levels or subclinical levels. In fact, there's this big gaping cognitive hole in the middle of this scientific mindset. It means you either have a classically defined disease or you have no disease, meaning you're optimally well or you're sick, needing hospitalization. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Everything is a spectrum of processing. Where do I go from being healthy to where do I go to a manifested symptom? And that whole time that I was manifesting symptoms, nobody was paying attention that I was getting sicker. So we've got to stop looking at just the symptoms and start looking at what represents ideal health. And that's where you have one of the biggest deficiencies in America is vitamin D deficiency and vitamin C deficiency. So take your vitamin C and vitamin D every day. Also, another study, this is from Ohio State University, and it shows that 10 days of curcumin attenuates soreness and maintains muscular power following a strenuous exercise. So if you took 500 milligrams of curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, you're going to have quicker recovery and be less sore, and that's terrific for athletes. By the way, 500 milligrams is not a lot, but they did this against placebo, and they found it made a huge difference. So for all of you who exercise, take your curcumin. And finally, this is from a university in Spain, and it showed that vitamin C and vitamin C plus vitamin E improves your immune function as you get older, as both men and women. And we know that the immune system is impaired as we age, and that's because of our lifestyle. And these immune cells, the more that they get, let's say, damaged, the quicker our aging process occurs. And since leukocyte function is a good marker of health and a predictor of longevity, the effects of daily oral administration of an antioxidant like vitamin C, and they're talking about 500 milligrams, and or 500 milligrams of vitamin C and 200 milligrams of vitamin E, then you start looking at your blood neutrophil level, and that means that, and there's a lot of those, by the way, chemotaxis and phagocytosis and superoxide and then lymphocytes. And when those are healthy, then they can kill different bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells in your body, like natural killer cells. The more vitamin C you take, you don't produce more natural killer cells. The ones you do produce become far more active and far more able to get the cancer cells floating in there. Everybody has cancer cells all the time in your body. It's just you don't always develop cancer because your body's immune system is grabbing them and neutralizing them. But you've got to have vitamin C in your body in adequate amounts to do that. So let's make sure that we're conscious about how much vitamin C we're taking. I suggest minimum for most people, 3,000 milligrams a day. And that's without any diseases. That's just to stay healthy. And you spread that out throughout the disease a day, meaning, let's say 500 to 1,000 milligrams in the morning, maybe 500 milligrams or 1,000 in the afternoon, early evening, and also before you go to bed. Because remember, when you go to bed, if you've had your vitamin C and vitamin E and magnesium and cayenne and L-carnitine, you really lessen your opportunity to have a stroke or heart attack during the night when a lot of them occur because your blood's thinner, it's more oxygenated, so that's important, and your heart has got the energy it needs from the L-carnitine. So if you want to have a stronger immune system, get your vitamin C and your vitamin E. And one more from Francis Crick Institute, a study about cruciferous vegetables. Now, there's your cauliflower and kale and broccoli, onions, for example, radishes. They help the immune system to fight intestinal pathogens. We got a lot of intestinal pathogens. So that'll help also turn off the inflammatory bowel diseases. There's a protein called aryl hydroxycarbon receptor, AHR. And that plays a crucial role in protecting us from external pollutants and toxins and pathogens at the barrier sites in our body, like our skin and lungs and gut. Well, when they studied the role of this group in our gut, they found that there's another protein, CYP1A1, regulates immunity in the gut by providing feedback, signaling, by degrading the molecules that activate this, and known as AHR lignans. And what this all means is this. I won't go through the chemical process. It'll be a little too technical for most people. But in lay language, if you want to have less susceptibility to bacterial pathogenic E. coli and others like that and help prevent inflammatory bowel disease, then you've got to take your cruciferous vegetables. So when you eat broccoli or cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, you're doing a great deal to help the gut and the immune system in the gut, which then helps turn off inflammation in the gut and establish a healthier gut. And when you have a healthier gut, you got a healthier immune system all over the body. So that's what it means. I'm Gary Nall. We are 24 minutes into our program. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, and remember, our number to call in is 888-874-4888. But I'm going to go before then over to Richard Gill, if Richard is standing by. Richard?
Sorry, Richard, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Richard, very quickly, okay. We're this Sunday at noon, we're going to do a webinar, and you're going to participate in the first of it. We're going to show parts of a new documentary. I'm going to go through all the different places in the world that would be good for the future. We're going to show you people how to get off the corporate and government grid. I'm not talking about going out and living in the woods alone someplace. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the survivalist, group. I'm talking about having a quality of life in the 1,000-plus intentional communities or places that are sustainable, that are not going to be burned down or flooded or wiped out by a hurricane, but also where there are progressive-minded people What are the careers that are going to be ending or are ending? What are the jobs that will be available? What are the new careers people should be looking at? How people can become self-sufficient, how they can start their own home-based businesses. All the things people have been asking about now that COVID has forced people to make changes they would not otherwise make. Also, not to be stressed. We have so many people who are stressed and depressed, committing suicide, gaining weight, taking tranquilizers, all negative and down as a side effect of the home quarantine. But so we're going to show people how also to strengthen themselves and build up the immune system. This is going to be one powerful webinar. But you're going to be talking about the Great Reset. And part of the Great Reset, which is being heavily promoted by everybody, not just individual celebrities, but by whole governments. They're working together. So this is a worldwide effort. But one of the things that I mentioned to the audience at the beginning of the program was, you always know whether something has the potential to be constructive or destructive based upon who's involved. Then look at their background. What have they done? Don't listen to what they say and don't listen to the platitudes. Just take a look. What have you done that shows me you're a quality person or not? So we looked at who the partners were in the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's creation. And that should tell everyone everything they need to know, that anything else is not going to be good. So go through some of these individuals who are the partners, and they're the ones who are going to have the input and the control and benefit from the outcome, not the average person.
Yes, Gary. So we'll be speaking a lot more about the Great Reset on Saturday. But I do subscribe to their press releases. So I received one from the World Economic Forum this morning just stating that they appointed a new member of their board of trustees. And so took a look at see who else is on their board of trustees list, because these are the movers and shakers for the Great Reset. And what we find are a lot, some heads of companies such as like Nestle's, which has a horrible, horrible reputation, environmental reputation, and what it's done to indigenous societies and its opposition to fair trade rules and whatnot. So you have them. You've got the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, the chairman and CEO of BlackRock, who probably all know one of the largest. And this is going to be a big player, the real estate market for the Great Reset. General Investment Management, that's Al Gore. So, the former vice president, he sits on their board of directors. There's Roche, which is the big Swiss pharmaceutical firm. I think they're in the chemical industry as well. You have from many different countries in the financial sectors of different countries, like in China and Japan, the U.S., the CEO of the Carlyle Group, which is one of the large neoliberal think tanks. Huge funder, the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. Some others, let me see, from Russia, you have the chairman of the leading Russian bank, Sberbank. So these are some of the financial advisor for the U.K., chief executive officer of AXA in France. And Salesforce, this is going to, we'll be speaking about this a lot because of the jobs in the future and the jobs that are going to become obsolete in the future as well. And so Salesforce happens to be perhaps the largest international employment agency. So they're the ones that are really placing jobs across around the world. So they're like a key. If jobs are going to go out and become obsolete, they're going to be one of the big players in making that happen and just kind of fulfilling those job placements for those kind of jobs in the future that the Great Reset and the entire tech industry is moving towards in the future with the rollout of 5G. But that's a summary.
Okay, well, you have a couple more in there, such as Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. And we've already seen the history of Coca-Cola trying to influence science by actually paying scientists to make sure that sugar and sugary soft drinks weren't called the culprit for obesity and diabetes and other conditions, but rather it was fat. Well, it wasn't the fat, it was the sugar. And that was uncovered 50 years after they did that and redirected the lines that, oh, you know, Coke is good. Good for what? And so when they're a partner, you can imagine the influence they would have over nutrition policies. It's years ago, when the McGovern Committee was creating the guidelines with the U.S. Department of Agriculture of what the eating pyramid should be, the food pyramid, the head of that McGovern Committee called me because I'd supplied a lot of information to them, a lot of studies. And he said, I'm sorry to say, but it's not going to come out good. I said, why not? He said, after it was all done, their lobbyists went to work from the dairy industry and the meat industry and the egg industry, and they applied pressure, and they won. So nothing fundamentally changed. Now, I thought there should be a whole new food pyramid, which they should have been, but it didn't happen because of special interest. So we have all of these banks, the Goldman Sachs, Citibank, they're the worst corporations in the world are now partnered with the global economic agenda through the through this reset. So do not believe anything they say, no matter how nice it sounds when they're very good at propagandizing and packaging something that is not going to be good for we the people. Richard, we look forward to hearing your full report on the Great Reset, what's wrong with it, on Sunday. Thank you.
Great.
And you can go to prn.fm if you want to join us there. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an example of what no one, I mean no one, not the New York Times, who's partnering in 5G promotion, no one in the media, no one in our science community that has a leading position in a governmental agency, meaning no one at the EPA, no one at the FDA, no one is against 5G. They're all for it. But we're completely against it because science and the truth is on our side. Deception, massive profits, and control over media and your life is on their side. So the average person is just seeing how great the connection of all things are. But let me give you some reasons why we should trust nothing, believe nothing, and completely reject 5G. First, 5G is hijacking your sweat duct antenna. The 5G network uses a broadcast frequency which affects our sweat ducts, which act as antenna. In other words, our largest organ, the skin, can be influenced and manipulated by 5G. And there are articles proving that, but people are not paying attention. Quote from one of the articles, the 5G frequencies will affect you with wavelengths that will interact with the geometrical structure of your skin. We found the sweat ducts work like helical antennas. The sweat duct was an integral part of the mechanism for the absorption of energy, electromagnetic, between 75 and 100 gigahertz, and that if you've changed the character of the sweat duct, i.e. made it work, you could actually change that absorption at some point. And if you could do that, you could trace how a person is under stress, end quote. 5G, number two, 5G amplifies electromagnetic frequency damage via VGCCs. What do I mean in lay language? Wireless radiation, that's your cell phone, that's your computer, that's your laptop, that's 5G. And electromagnetic frequency scientist Dr. Martin Paul has done groundbreaking research in explaining exactly how electromagnetic frequency causes premature aging and injury to the human body, including damage to fertility, to your brain, to your heart, even your DNA. He pioneered research showing how electromagnetic frequencies activate the body's VGCC, that stands for voltage-gated calcium channels, and which causes them to release excess calcium ions into the cell. This then leads to nitric oxide and superoxide, which reacts nearly instantaneously to form a peroxynitrate and free radicals. So many studies, there are a lot of studies in the peer-reviewed literature that show that this peroxynitrate damage your DNA. And Dr. Paul has stated unequivocally that 5G rollout is absolutely insane. That's his words. Also, 5G pulsed wave, far more damaging than continuous wave radiation. What do I mean? There's a significant unique feature of smart meters is that they emit pulsed wave radiation, not continuous wave radiation. In other words, they run in start-stop cycles of emitting a burst of electromagnetic frequency that then going temporarily inactive. This happens an incredibly high amount of times per day. And court documents with testimony from utility companies like Pacifica Gas and Electric of California reveal that smart meters send pulsed waves between 9,600 and 190,000 times every 24 hours into your smart meter. And there was a video where Dr. Paul states there are 13 studies which show that pulsed wave electromagnetic frequencies are more active and dangerous than continuous wave electromagnetic frequencies. Also, 5G promotes deep electromagnetic frequency penetration. The main reason why cell and mobile phones are more dangerous for children than adults is due to electromagnetic penetration. And here's what Dr. Paul writes. I'll quote him verbatim. Quote, "The industry has also made claims that more conventional microwave frequency EMFs are limited in effect to the outer 1 centimeter of the body. We know that this is not true. However, because of the effects deep in the human brain, on the heart, and on the hormone systems, perhaps the most important two studies demonstrating effects deep within the body are the studies of Professor Hasek and his colleagues in Switzerland on cataract formation in newborn calves. These two studies clearly show that when pregnant cows are grazing near mobile phone base stations or the so-called cell phone towers, the calves are born with very greatly increased incidence of cataracts," end quote. Now, Dr. Hasek stated, quote, "Of 253 calves, 79 or 32% had various degrees of nuclear cataract." So then also 5G is a weapon system disguised as a consumer convenience. Mark Steele had been very outspoken against 5G and has now been widely interviewed, including with Project Camelot, and also Sasha Stone in his documentary 5G Apocalypse, the extension event, claims that although widespread reports state that 5G is operating in the 24 to 100 gigahertz range, it's actually a sub-gigahertz, meaning under the 5G threshold, is still measuring in megahertz. So he says that 5G is a weapons system like long-range radar, phased array radar, and direct energy. So it can be used against people. 5G, also LA firefighters develop ailments after being too close to the towers. And I saw a video of that, by the way. And also 5G is the same frequency used for crowd dispersal. That's correct. 5G purportedly uses millimeter wave MMW frequencies, the so-called because the frequencies are so high in the 24 to 100 gigahertz range, and since 1 gigahertz equals 1 billion gigahertz, we are talking about frequencies with very, very short wavelengths, the distance between the peak of one wave and the next, and the distances are so tiny they are measured in millimeters. Hence, the term millimeter wave. These are the exact same frequencies used by the military for their non-lethal weapons, such as the active denial system for crowd dispersal. Also, 5G is mutagenic. It causes DNA damage, and carcinogenic. It causes cancer. Also, 5G is a phased array desensitization. It requires significant more transmitters or broadcasters than earlier generations. And also, it kills all the insects. And you do not want all the insects killed, especially bees. And you just have to look at the big picture. It's increasing radiation inside of your body. And it's not new. This goes way back. They've been able to find this and publish the peer-reviewed results of this. And insurance companies refuse to underwrite big wireless. So what do they know that we don't? And 5G grid is part of a larger command, control, and surveillance and artificial intelligence system. They're all connected. Remember when they said the Internet of all things? That means that everything you do, everything that is attached to 5G, they're going to be able to know and have that information. Do you really want that kind of surveillance? Just saying, that's what they're not telling you. None of them are telling you that. And yet under oath, I have all the different tapes of the state and federal under oath testimony by these media companies and these companies that are using this. They acknowledge that they've never done any studies on the long-term outcome of health consequences of their technology. Hasn't been done, hasn't been funded. So just be aware of this, all right? And by the way, I want to share you a quote. I want to thank Dr. Gary Kohls, K-O-H-L-S, for sharing this with me. I read this last night, and this is from the Swiss Policy Research Group. Quote, if a person gets a positive PCR test result at a cycle threshold of 35 or higher, as applied to most U.S. labs and many European labs, the chance that the person is infectious is less than 3%. The chance that the person received a false positive is 97% or higher. I've been saying this all along. You're going to keep getting pumped up figures that are not real and they're not in proper context. A case, by clinical definition, should be a person who is not just positive, but positive and is actively displaying symptoms of a virus. The more people who line up to take the test, the more false positives you're going to take because they're using the PCR, which is not never was supposed to be used to diagnose and determine a viral load or a disease state. And that's exactly what it's being used for. So 97% false positive. So all these people getting tested who are completely healthy and would infect no one, they're going to be considered positive and therefore infective. And that then guides the political decision to keep lockdowns in place or mandate the vaccine. And yet the vaccine, at no way, shape, or form, has been tested to prevent you from being infected, or if you are infected after vaccination, from sharing that infection with other people or getting you to live longer. Who said this? Quote, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. While masks may block some droplets, they do not provide the level of protection people think they do. Wearing a mask may only have unintended consequences. People who wear masks tend to touch their face more often to adjust them, which can spread germs from their hands, end quote. Who said that? Think you know? 888-874-4888. I'd like to hear from you. Here's Dr. Paul Offit. Now, Paul Offit has been heard very little in the last year, and yet he is America's vaccine, the dean of all vaccinologists in America. Here's what he said, quote, the question is, when do you know enough? When do you know enough to say that a vaccine's theoretical benefits outweigh its theoretical risks? You don't know how long protection is going to last. You're only going to know that afterwards. You don't know whether it causes side effects. You're only going to know that afterwards. If you don't have adequate data in the greater than 65-year-old group, then the greater than 65-year-old group person should not get this vaccine, end quote. By the way, he's accurate on all those points. Germany has now stopped giving anyone 65 or older the vaccine. France has now stopped giving anyone 65 or older the vaccine. We're giving people old and sick and near death the vaccine. And guess what? They're dying. Now, who made that quote? It was Anthony Fauci who made that quote. And yet that's the most powerful person in America when it comes to the vaccine. I'd like to hear your comments about a reality czar, meaning another agency, just what America needs, just like Homeland Security or any other agency, and then it becomes a bureaucracy, and then it is an information center, and then it's a truth center. And then the only thing that you're allowed to say, read, speak about, broadcast about, is something that has been proven that it is the truth from them. I'm Gary Knoll. We're going to take on the issues. I'm going to play you a short piece. I don't have time to play too long. And I will take, I will play the piece up to 55 minutes, then WBAI, our sister station, has to take their break to go to the network news. But we will continue with your calls in the last 5 minutes of our program. But I want you to hear this about the Great Reset.
Since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, many have speculated that it's been planned by a group of tech elites who are dictating to governments globally. But do these ideas carry any weight? And what might their motives be for orchestrating a global pandemic? To understand, we must first explore a significant shift that's been taking place in our economy, one that only a minority of people are aware of. It's called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. To date, there have been three industrial revolutions. The first happened in the late 1700s with the invention of the steam engine, which led to the creation of factories and a booming textile industry. In the late 1800s, the second industrial revolution was marked by mass production, as well as new industries like steel and electricity. And the third happened in the late 1900s, which saw the invention of the computer and the internet. Now, the fourth industrial revolution describes the emergence of artificial intelligence and how it integrates more with humans. Artificial intelligence, or AI, can already be seen in our daily lives, from how we check out at the supermarket to how we check in for a flight. But it's far more advanced than most people realize. In August 2020, entrepreneur Elon Musk gave a demo of his new company, Neuralink. Connected to our brains with tiny wires, this microchip is synced with AI, enabling humans to control anything, from prosthetic limbs to computer games. This working proof of concept has already been fitted into people. It has the potential to completely transform the way we interact online.
So there's actually a lot of functions that this device could do related to monitoring your health and warning you about a possible heart attack or stroke or other damage, as well as sort of convenience features like playing music. You do a lot. It's sort of like if your phone went at your brain or something.
It's a cyborg. It's a combination. It's a combination of electronics and biology.
Yeah. Things are getting more and more connected.
Kai-Fu Lee is the former president of Google China and Microsoft Research China, as well as the author of New York Times bestseller, AI's Superpowers, China, Silicon Valley, and the New World Order. Kai-Fu believes that China will be the AI superpower within 5 years.
For those of you who haven't been to China for the 3 years, please be careful when you go because your credit card and cash may not be accepted. China has pretty much been taken over by mobile payment. In the age of AI, if data is the new oil, then China is the new Saudi Arabia.
One concern that is topical in the development of AI is the displacement of jobs.
Robots are clearly replacing people's jobs. They're working 24/7. They're more efficient.
So therefore, are you convinced long term that we're going to have a jobs problem in the world?
Not long term, but maybe in the next 10 years, within the next 10 years.
You mean it's going to happen much sooner?
Much sooner. If a lot of people will find happiness without working, that would be a happy outcome.
At Amazon Fulfillment Centers, robots transport items to humans, who then pack them to be delivered. Amazon believes that within 10 years, they will not need a single human to fulfill an order. According to the World Economic Forum, 50% of the workforce will need reskilling by 2025, and it's likely that only a fraction of these will find work, resulting in a large proportion of the workforce becoming unemployed.
There's a pretty good chance we end up with a universal basic income or something like that due to automation. You know, people have time to do other things and have more complex things, more interesting things, so they have more leisure time. And then we've got to figure out how we integrate with a world in the future with advanced AI.
One idea that is gaining popularity is to charge tech companies with a robot tax, which can be distributed to the unemployed as a universal basic income.
I don't think the robot companies are going to, you know, be outraged that there might be a tax. It's okay.
Contrary to the past, to the previous three revolutions, probably jobs will be faster destroyed compared to new ones being created.
This is Klaus Schwab, the author of this book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. He's also the executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, which is funded by the largest global enterprises and whose members include CEOs, heads of state, and government ministers from countries such as the UK and US.
The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will change actually us, our own identity, and of course gives life to such policies and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities.
In June 2019, the UK government published details about their partnership with the World Economic Forum in a policy called Regulation for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. 1 year later, in June 2020, the World Economic Forum released this promotional video entitled The Great Reset. The purpose for this film is to imply that everything from economics to our culture needs to change. After the reset, it shows images of digital technology, biological cells, populations, cash, climate change, traffic management, and this. Seem familiar? This promotional video was released 6 months before Margaret Keenan received the first COVID-19 vaccine. In November 2020, Time magazine published The Great Reset on their front cover. The World Economic Forum's managing director, Jeremy Jergens, believes that it will have a devastating impact on our economy.
You know, if we look at The Great Reset, you know, we're still at the early stages of a global crisis that's going to forever transform society. You know,
he is correct. But unfortunately, it will transform society into where you and I have no freedoms. Every textbook will be based upon political correctness, identity politics, and you will be cast as racist for life with no redemption if you're Caucasian. If you will also be cast as a racist, with no opportunity to redeem yourself. They are talking and have talked openly about reprogramming centers, at least for those who voted for Trump. And of course, if they're going to try to re-educate people, in what way would they re-educate 74 million Americans? How do you do that? And what gives you the right or power to do that? You won an election. You won everything. You own everything. You got all the money on the table in your pocket. Now you want to punish those people for whatever their motivation, they voted for someone. But I thought in an election, a person had a choice. Now, I wouldn't vote for either of these two clowns or the administrations or the people behind the power of these. But it would mean that anyone who doesn't go along with your thoughts is now an enemy of the state. And that's where the rhetoric is. It's the rhetoric. Mind you, they said everything is going to change by 2025. That's 4 years from now. Within the next 4 years, and they're using COVID as the excuse, and I believe that that is one of the reasons why their laws, their rules, their lockdowns, their mandating false science is intentional. Not the virus release itself, not the spread, but how they took opportunity from it. Just keep in mind that you're going to see more changes, all for the worst, nothing getting better at all over the next year or two. So, and then you're going to see put in place a new truth agency. And this truth agency will tell you what you can say, what you can't, what you can think, what you can't. And that by that time they will have their ability to reprogram people. Elon Musk, who was just in that, remember someone said, did you hear someone say, oh, yeah, they'll have more unemployed people have more time for hobbies and leisure time and doing things they like. Why don't you go around to all the people who are unemployed and say, hey, how you liking? Yeah, how's your hobby going? Doing more critical thinking and reading today? No. No, you will have a society that is rich and everyone else is poor, or a society of rich and the servants of that society, the bureaucrats, the leaders of the bureaucracy, which are the technocrats, the people who control the society are politicians, and the people who control the politicians are oligarchs. And everyone else, well, you're Soylent Green. I'm Gary Nall. Now let's go over and say hello to, well, we got a whole line up here. Let's start with Daryl from Manhattan. Hi, Daryl, your turn.
Hey, Gary. Daryl from the Bronx. And I want to thank you for the work that you're doing. I'm against the czar of anything because of the mental state of the people, as you were talking about. There, if we were mentally mature and we could trust one another, then we could maybe take advantage of some of the technology that's available. But currently, you're talking about, you just said that, according to, what is their name, DeAngelis, that all people who are Caucasian would be racist for life.
Yes.
And therefore there would be, you know, no power. Well, I'm a person of African descent, and I've never been a citizen of this country. And it's not because I didn't try. It's just the way the game is played. So rules. I'm looking to pull the money out of their system. Just as a quick note, Elon Musk was net worth value in March, $74 billion. He's now topping at $84 billion. So that's
three,
where the...
4 weeks ago, his worth was $135 billion. He was the wealthiest man in the world. He surpassed Jeff Bezos because of the inflated value of his Tesla stock. But be that as it may, I hear what you're saying, and thank you for calling in, Daryl, and sharing your thoughts. I appreciate it. Bob from Brooklyn. Bob, your turn, please.
Yeah, hi, Gary. Just a couple of quick comments about human rights, and then a question if I can squeeze it in. Sure. People might be interested in an old episode of The Twilight Zone where a man is prosecuted in a totalitarian society. He's accused of being obsolete because he's a librarian. And he's told that books are no longer necessary. The state provides everything. So religion is obsolete. You're a librarian. You're obsolete. So he's put on trial and found guilty. Anyway, I'd like to mention for the past 30 years, I've been active in Amnesty International. I have not renewed my membership because they've taken on a radical leftist agenda. And now a question, if I may. I do not have a cell phone, a smartphone, or a computer. I choose not to have those things for various reasons. But what can the average person do to educate people? I don't know. Is there anything we can join? Is there a specific organization that can provide maybe brochures or leaflets or something? I feel helpless. So that's the question.
Okay, don't feel helpless, because are you coming on board on the webinar on Sunday?
Well, I don't have a computer, Gary.
Okay. Well, then get with someone who can, and we'll send you the outline. We have it up on prn.fm, and I'm showing you all the different groups that are off the grid that can communicate, who are legitimate, not the extreme conspiracy theorists, but real people. So we have to go back to communicating in ways that they don't control the communication. They can't use the information being shared against you. So that, you know, that's important. And by the way, you could go out to one of the places where you can go in and use one of the computers. There are libraries you can use the computer. There's different ways you can use a computer to get on. And so I would suggest you do that. So at least you have access to the information, Daryl. Have a nice day, everyone.